What?
You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush and Ben Taylor.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. We're back,
buddy.
Again.
You're a little premature. You okay?
I had a little premature record button there.
It's Valentine's, but I didn't know you were going to get that excited.
Hey, that's all it takes now nowadays. Happy Tuesday. Happy Valentine's Day. It's episode 264. That's what I was looking for, of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. It's Kyle and Ben with a special
Kyle's
Valentine's
like me
Day.
Now. He's got kids. He doesn't get it in as much as he used to. So Valentine's Day is a big deal.
Yeah, Valentine's Day special edition. You had Super Bowl on Sunday, so we watched that and decided not to record. We're going to go ahead and go on in today. We're going to do
for you, by the way?
What's that?
Who'd you pick Super Bowl?
Let me tell you about that. We bet with Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the country that had every single Super Bowl prop you could have ever had.
Yeah.
They had it last night. The national anthem went under. It was awesome. It was awesome. Chris Stapleton killed it. It went under. Hope you picked the under. I'm sure you could have bet the Gatorade color, the coin toss, what commercial?
Oh,
I saw
on Twitter some dude won the Gatorade color.
Yeah,
like he won a lot of money. Fantastic. Because I don't know if you noticed what the Gatorade color was.
What color was it?
Purple.
Wow, purple pays out big.
Yeah, like everybody's thinking red, orange, green, of course, the lime color.
Could you not game that so easily if you work on the side? We could. That's a whole other show.
Yeah.
Sign up today. Use coupon code BLEAV, BLEAV. Get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. And you could have won a ton of money on the Super Bowl. My brother texted me, said, "Hey, I got $80 left in my Bet Online. What do I do?" I said, "Slam it on the Chiefs." And he doubled up. I said, "Chiefs money line." He doubled up. And we kind of, you know, then he's not going to send me any money for giving him that pick. This has happened multiple times where I give him winners and he doesn't even give me a high five.
And he makes you pay him back when he goes to the Masters and buys stuff for you. You have to give him money back.
No, he didn't make me do that, but still.
Oh, did he not? Okay.
He did not. But, all right. So the big news, Bet Online, this is where the game starts. All right. Big news. Sort of big news. I mean, this is kind of a big deal.
No, it's huge news. It was announced this weekend.
It's the biggest news that there could be in golf. And it's so surprising. Like, we had no rumors, no nothing.
I'm not surprised.
Exactly. And we say
two,
we should
two
be
years
surprised.
To the date.
Yeah, exactly. Tiger Woods returns.
Yeah.
Again to the Genesis at Riviera. Where he had his big accident. He says he tweeted on February 10th, which I think was Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Friday. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to play an actual PGA Tour event next week at the Genesis. Holy cow.
Isn't this his tournament, though?
It is. It is.
And so
he's one of the hosts, I believe.
Here's the thing. Number one, find an effing driver. Tiger, okay?
Yeah.
This whole week.
Let's play it safe.
If you get behind
Stay
the wheel
on
at
the
all
grounds.
This week, somebody should hit you in your face. That's
Stay in the clubhouse.
Yes. I don't care if it's Charlie driving you around. He's got to drive better than what you do. Please let somebody drive for you as far as this week is concerned. Number two.
Max Homa said it best. Let me give you a number two. Max Homa. Okay. Someone, there has to be some sort of transportation to him from the clubhouse to one tee box and from the 18th hole back to the clubhouse. Somebody's got it. We got to get my man a cart. We got to get him some sort of chairlift, something to get him. That's a brutal hill. That is a brutal, brutal hill. I just from like what you can kind of see that seems like it would be kind of a tough course to walk. Like if you're going to come back to one, that might be a tough one to come back to.
I think you're fine. Once you're on the course.
Once you're on the course.
But I think
that
between
initial walk down.
I think 18 and 1. I mean, I've said this. The two, we got two of the longest here, Kyle. I mean, AU Club, 9 to 10 is huge to me.
Brutal.
If you're walking. It's same thing at Saugahatchee, 9 to 10. You got to walk by the, up the hill by the clubhouse. Like it's bad. As bad as it sounds, the only one that's really 9 to 10 at the lake at RTJ, you got to go over a damn bridge.
It's like a mile. If you're walking, yeah, it's a long
Way. So, I mean, this is something that kind of sits home for us. I mean, the only one that basically is worth it is the RTJ Lynx course, and that's just because you never go back around the clubhouse. So 9 to 10 is literally, I don't know, 50 feet.
Yeah, from, just like any other hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's big, man. This is big. I can't believe it. I don't know if it's like shock. It just hasn't really hit yet. I don't know if it was all his stuff like he announced like beforehand, like the you know, the pop stroke thing in Tampa is gonna open up soon. He's gonna design a new course, like all that started coming out like in consecutive days, and then boom, I'm playing. Boom. I just didn't think he was anywhere near ready.
No,
I mean, if you didn't play either. In the Hero, you don't play in the Hero, which is your tournament. Like this is a much more serious thing.
I'm shocked, but I'm not shocked. I'm shocked because there was no buildup. Like there were no rumors, nobody,
nothing.
Nobody close to him in the media. Like there are some guys on Golf Channel. Let me tell you something. The ESPN caddy, the short,
oh yeah,
bearded
Michael.
You know
you
know what I'm talking about?
Yes, Michael Williams or Mike. I can't
like,
remember.
He is super close to Tiger. Tiger
Noda. Noda Gay.
I'm pretty certain Tiger leaked stuff to ESPN caddy.
Yeah.
And so the fact that that wasn't brought out, he just brought it up on Friday and everybody's like, oh crap, he's playing next week.
Yeah.
And honestly, the way the tournament was, as boring as it was, it kind of overshadowed the tournament, to be honest with you.
It really did. It really did. There's a lot of talk about it. I'm fired up. Riviera's an awesome tournament. It's an awesome course.
One of my top fives. Told you.
It's got to be in everybody's top 10. Like it's just it's got to be. It's fantastic. The guy that I caddied for, that was his in the Forum Tour event. That was his home course. Which imagine? Can you just imagine? Well, UCLA, I think he played at UCLA.
Yeah, but still. Yeah, goodness gracious. That's like this week, and I'll give a shout-out to him because I got to interview Coach Lou Ellen on my radio show, head coach of the Auburn women's golf team. They're in Albany, Bahamas, at the Albany Golf Club.
Mm.
I asked her, could I say this? She said yes. They went to a Super Bowl party, and I don't know what people know about the Albany Golf Club and that part of the Bahamas. They were told that there were no phones allowed at the Super Bowl party. And so let me just tell you this. There are people like Justin Timberlake that have a house there. There are people like Michael Jordan that have a house there. So who knows who they hung out with over the weekend? Awesome for those girls. Awesome for the coaching staff. None of us will ever be able to see any proof that any of it happened.
That's sick.
So, they were told they were not allowed to bring their phones to the Super Bowl party.
That's good stuff. So, one thing I saw, and I'm going to get your take on this before we dive into the tournament. So, the Waste Management this weekend. So, if Tiger were to win this weekend, okay, let me preface this.
Okay.
DJ drops out of the top 50.
Yep.
In the world ranking this year. Or right now.
Horse hockey, but whatever.
Bryson DeChambeau drops out of the top 100, like right now. Yep. If Tiger Woods were to win, he's made a cut in the Masters, and that's like it. He WD'd from the PGA Championship. He missed the cut at St. Andrews. If he wins, he'll jump all the way to 50. 50th in the world. What's your take? Let me hear some takes on that.
Number one, I love it because it's Tiger. So you're not going to hear me complain about it because we get to see Tiger Woods in the headlines even more and gets to play more golf via. By the way, for what he's done for golf, he should get an exemption on everything. Let me just throw that out there. That's just how he works.
Wherever he wants to ever play from now until.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like tournament wise, even in any kind of rankings, any kind of it's Tiger Woods. I mean, I feel the same way about Jack, about Arnie, about Gary Player. You know, all these guys that have kind of made golf what it is. If they want to play, they get to play.
That's if you can tee it up and break 80, you're in.
Yes. I'm sorry, but that's how that works. Everybody goes, yeah, but they're old. I don't care. Like right now, Jack can play at Augusta, and I'm going to watch Jack play Augusta.
Yeah.
I mean, if you and I went to Augusta and they said, you know, you can follow Jack. He's probably going to shoot 85, but you can follow. I would follow. You and I would be walking alongside Jack. We would just follow him and see what he did. However.
Yeah, if his spot cost Luke List a tournament spot, you're like, yeah, sorry, Luke.
I don't care.
Get the heck out of here.
Yeah, Nick Taylor, like, congratulations on your AM status, and you came in second this past weekend, and you won $2 million. If Gary Player gets to play ahead of you in the Masters, you can go back to Canada for all I care. That just doesn't bother me.
See you next year. See you next year.
But as far as, like you said, how do you feel about it? Man, I don't know, because also I want Tiger to be in anything, but I also feel bad because if DJ's playing well or Koepka's playing well or Bryson's playing well, I come from the mindset of what Justin Rose said, who is a PGA Tour player. Justin Rose said, I think we need to have the best players playing on the weekends, regardless of where they're from or what they do, they need to be playing. And yeah. I completely agree with that.
Yeah, it was such a big deal for these guys to leave. They knew this was on the table, but it shouldn't be on the table is kind of the argument we've always had. It just,
yeah,
you knew this was going to come. So like, what do you do? Do you just,
John Rahm has said it. I mean, he has said, yeah, if it comes down to the end of a tournament and he knows Cam Smith is one of the best golfers in the world, he wants to be playing head-to-head against Cam Smith, regardless of what tour he's playing
on. And it's going to take a while for Cam to drop. But you got Cam, and then, you know, DJ's got exemptions, so he's going to still be in a lot of the majors. But, like, that top 50 or whatever, if you drop out of that, that hurts you big. Drop out of the top 100, it hurts big, big time. Yeah. Bryson may still have some exemptions from his U.S. Open win. So, it doesn't seem right, though. Like, the hero deal where you get world ranking points just for playing doesn't seem right.
You should not get world ranking points for playing an invite.
Well, then you can't say – then the Liv can't, you say then the Liv same thing can't about, get
it. Yeah, you can't – well, and if you go by that rule, then you can't get world ranking points for winning the Masters either, because the Masters is an invitation tournament.
Okay. I think they all should get world. I think if you're playing professional golf against other professional golfers, there should be some sort of formulated system to figure out where you place in the world.
One of the best tweets I saw this weekend is John Rahm came in third, had a chance to win it. He just did not do well on Sunday. And somebody tweeted, I forgot what it was, it said, oh, this is awesome. This is another way for the official world golf rankings to have Rory in at number one, even though he barely made the cut, and John Rahm, who finishes third, to still fall back. And it's true, man. It feels
like
they don't.
It does seem like it's set up for Rory.
It does. It seems like they're not wanting the best golfers to be in the official world golf rankings.
I would really like to know how it all sort of, I don't know, how it all works out. But it does seem to sort of favor Rory, and it seems to favor everybody but John Rahm. It does not benefit.
The world hates John Rahm. He should just become an American. We love him.
I wonder if, you know, the rumors are true and he is going to jump for Liv, and or he was going to, and this is the world rankings is punishing him for even thinking about it.
Dude, if they piss him off and he jumps, that's going to hurt them so bad.
I kind of wish.
He's playing really good golf right now.
He is. He's fantastic. I mean, he's fantastic. He's winning top five every single time he goes out there. And then is Scheffler back? We'll talk about that when we come back. We'll talk a little bit about the waste management. It was a great tournament, but the vibe seemed a little bit down. We'll talk about that. But before we do that, we want to give a shout out to Primo Golf Apparel, the top of the line golf apparel. I mean, if you don't want to look like everybody else, but you don't want to go like way out there, you need to check these dudes out.
You don't want to do Ian Poulter, but you still want to be.
You want to stand out, but you want to look sharp, like not loud. You just want to look sharp. You need to check them out. They got the golf joggers, which are absolutely fantastic. They got like 12 colors. They fit amazing. I pretty much am solo joggers now. Like it's like all I wear. They got polos. They got blade collar polos. They got hoodies. Their hoodies are absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm told they're about to release a lot more hats and headwear for summer. And I've seen some of them. I've seen some of the, I've seen some sort of that aren't out yet, and they're absolutely awesome. Like got the rope hats, the flat bills. They got it. They got everything. Use coupon code DADPOD, DADPOD 15. Take 15% off your next order and every order after that. Go ahead. Stop wearing those old pleated khakis. Let's get sleek. Let's get looking good. Let's get looking athletic. Let's go out and play some good golf. So Primo Golf Apparel, check them out. All right, waste management, which is probably top five, maybe top three non-major tournament that I like to watch every single year. I think
all of us do.
It was on one. It was definitely in my top five. I think I may have had it at two or three, maybe three. Crazy closing four holes, just unbelievable. Like that, it's so underrated. The closing four holes of this golf course, and they. A couple of the closing holes reared their ugly head and took down some of the top competitors. You had Scottie Scheffler, who ended up with a sort of a breezy, easy win by two shots over Nick Taylor and John Rahm.
Didn't have to be.
What's that?
I said, didn't have to be. Nobody stepped up, man.
Yeah. So John Rahm hit a water ball on 15, which is a par five, which is a very, very gettable par five. That kind of knocked him out. And then 16 is the stadium hole, which we're going to talk about the atmosphere in a minute. But Ben pointed this out. The tee markers and the pin position for Sunday, big, big miss, big, big fail on the grounds crew.
So
whoever set it up, terrible miss. So the pin is tucked like back left, and there's nowhere to land it and get it close. But they're playing it from like 175 to 180 yards, and then if anything gets moving left at the pin, it's rolling off the green way down into this catch area. Yep. Nick Taylor hit an absolute dime, and. I still can't figure out how it rolled off the green. I mean, it should have ended up like within 10 feet.
Scheffler did. Like
Scheffler hit one. Yeah, well, he
kinda, it went a dime, but it landed on the green. Like it's supposed to stop on the green. Well,
everything was running off left. Big miss. I mean, why on Sunday do you not want – I know they do it in other places, but – like I know on 17 at TPC Sawgrass on Sunday, that's a really, really nasty pin. But this was like
But it sits. Like you can hit it up and it sits. Like that's the thing.
That's true. It's hard. It's soft.
I told you I didn't have a problem with
the pin. It's a 135 yard shot though to a tough pin.
I didn't have a problem with the pin placement. I had a problem with the tee box.
Yeah.
175. If the wind's in your face, it's playing 190. Now, the wind was died down on Sunday, so it wasn't with them or against them, so it played right at 175. But anything, as Brando Chambly said, I cuss him a lot, so I'll give him credit. Anything 2 feet right of the pin, spinning left, is gone.
Yeah.
And that's...
That sucks for the crowd.
Yeah, for the crowd, for the all of us watching, for the players that are in contention that they think they hit a good shot and it goes off the green because it's 2 feet right of the pin and they hit a draw and it just happened to have left spin on it and it goes down the hill.
How bad is this? Think about this. Now, the tournament was not all the way out of reach, but you had John Rahm.
Nobody gave him a three-shot lead.
John Rahm. Scottie Scheffler and Nick Taylor. Okay. Nick Taylor bogeys a hole. They all missed the green. They all missed the green,
and Scheffler's the only one that parred it. Everybody else bogeyed.
Everybody else bogeyed. And he made like a 12-foot par.
Yes.
He made a bomb for par.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, the camera angle was fantastic. Whoever got that camera angle, it tracked it. You knew it was in the whole time. It was awesome. And then, but I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're like, oh, here comes the final group. Let's go. There's two shots. It was two shots at the time. I think there was one shot between, Nick Taylor and Scheffler. And then there was two shots between, Rahm and, Scheffler. And then he ended up, they both ended up bogeying it and Scheffler parted it. So, but you're thinking, you're like, yes, here goes final group. It's kind of close. Let's see some drama. Burr, burr, burr. They both, all three are chipping.
I texted Kyle and I said, I had rather have it that front right and also have it two tees up playing 135 where they can at least throw it up and back it up or spin it left to right or spin it back from right to left and come back towards the hole. Like, I know that people go, yeah, but you don't want to make it too easy. You don't want to make it too easy, but you damn sure don't want to make it where every ball goes off the left of the green where they all got a chip from down there. Oh, yeah. And I told Kyle, one of the texts I sent him is I said, here's how I feel about it. It is thousands of dollars to be able to sit in that crowd. And to have to sit there on a Sunday after spending
a bunch of dudes getting up and down.
Yeah, to spend $3,000 or $4,000 to watch a bunch of guys chip up to try to make par, that's BS, man. Like that, look at 16 at Augusta. Yes, it's a tough pin placement because it's just over the bunker. But if you play the right hill or you play the right, you know, come back.
Yeah, you can feed one close.
Yeah, you can get it close. You can possibly hole out. And then they go to 16 this year, and all of a sudden it's like, all right, let's see how hard we can make it, how many bogeys we can have. And it's like, no, that sucks. Like, don't do that.
Yeah, and let's have birdie fest.
I think that they made a huge mistake. As I said, I'm fine. Everybody goes, yeah, but they're pros. If it's 135, I mean, they're hitting wedge. So on Thursday when it played 135, they didn't have a ton of birdies. Like, they still have to back. They still have to control
the spin. They hit the shot.
They got to hit the shot.
Yeah.
So don't.
I agree.
I'm fine with tucking it. I don't have a problem with tucking it behind the bunker. My problem
Ben has
is,
no problem tucking it, guys.
That's right. Just my problem is don't have them hitting from 175 to 200 yards when you do that.
Yeah. I'm with you there. You have a 100,000 people watching a hole. Let's make it as dramatic as possible. And there was nothing dramatic about watching a chip off. That's just it's not that great. Something to point out, our boy Ricky Fowler had a top 10. How about that?
Yeah.
So fired up. Had a hole in one.
My sister's boyfriend.
Had a hole in one on the front nine on number 7.
Yep.
Backs it up with two bogeys, but still. A hole in one. Very dramatic. Everybody's chanting BDE. You know,
yep.
Or BDR, whatever.
BDR.
The whole time. Which there's a video of whenever that started, and they were saying, and everybody got quiet, and he had about a 15-foot putt. Everybody got quiet, and then he raises the crowd up, and then he makes the putt, and everybody goes nuts. Like, he gets the crowd loud on, like, not a tap-in. This was, like, a very long putt.
Yeah.
He's great for golf, man. We got to have him back in contention. And it seems that way.
By the way, the broadcast crew got caught off guard because the final group, of course, Nick Taylor, his name being Nick, they dropped some BDNs on.
Yep. Yep.
That were
apparently everybody is BD, whoever it is, like, in that.
My wife goes, are they saying BD Nick? And I said, yep, that's exactly.
Big D Nick. Yeah. Yeah. I think they just, if it rhymes with Dick, yes, they're going to repeat. They're going to make it your name.
Like, if it's Rick or if it's Nick, yep, you can just
I guess
go
that's
ahead
it.
And guarantee. Yep.
They're not going to, like, not Derek. They're not going to say that.
It's
got to be
Fat Prick Reed. Like, big, you know what, Fat Prick.
That's outstanding. But, yeah, so Ricky's back. JT shot. JT should have been in it. He had a couple of blah rounds. But he shot like 65 or 67 or something like that crazy. The last round ended up finishing top 5.
Yeah.
Hell of a Sunday. So great tournament. Kind of
felt
like. By the
way, I told Kyle, I texted him during the tournament. Every pro out there please pay attention. If you don't wear joggers, look at JT. He's the only person that has pants that fit him correctly.
Oh, he dresses.
Everybody
so
else
good.
Has. Everybody else has bunches
bunch
at
up.
The bottom.
Yeah,
like,
I'm a victim
please
of that.
Find a look. Kyle and I are not rich by any means.
Mm-mm.
Find a way to make your pants fit, for goodness sake.
You need a taper at the calf and then brush the top of the shoes, and that's it. I'm totally in on that. I used to wear the back, like, they all bunch up. Now I, like, despise the pants in my closet that bunch up. So I'm, like, wanting to go get all my pants tailored. My mom gave me a bunch of – she works for a running shoe store, so I have a lot of those for pants. I got some of those Lululemon ABC pants. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
They're absolutely fantastic. That's what they need to be. Little taper calf, dust the top of the shoes, and that's
it. It's not that hard. Like,
Primo's actually coming out with some actual pants instead of joggers. So if you're not ready to go full in on the joggers, you can get some of these. I can't wait for those. All right. Before we ended up with a little Valentine's Day flavor, I want to give a shout out to Blue Tees Rangefinders. Guys, if you spend $600 on a rangefinder, text, let me know your location, because I'm going to come punch you in the forehead. That's absolutely dumb. Why would you do that? You can get a Blue Tees rangefinder, and you can save 10% by using coupon code DADBOD, and you're already saving like 50%. And you get Slope, you get Buzz Lock-On, you get the magnet on the side, you get an awesome carrying case, you get scan mode, you get everything you can get, except for like barometric pressure. And let's just be honest, none of that matters for us. We're not that good. So you just need reliable numbers, can calculate slope, and you stick it to the cart and not lose it. And I'm getting really good at that. And Blue Tees has made me.
He didn't put it be better in the cubby hole the entire time. He did. To the last time we played.
Straight to the bar. Let's go.
Shot 90, but still. I mean,
not true. Close, but not true. Maybe I did. Wait, no, that was another day.
Shoot 90. You didn't shoot.
I may have shot.
No, you didn't. I'm exaggerating. I got it. I kept it in my cubby downstairs. You did not shoot 90.
Okay. It was bad. I got way intoxicated towards the end of the round.
Maybe 89.
Yeah. I maybe broke it. All right. So Valentine's Day is today, guys. So if you're listening to this, this is the first time you've heard it, you need to go, you know, do what you got to do. Get ready. Tonight's going to be a big night. But we got a scenario that could throw this whole thing into a jimmy for you. So we kind of just came up with it on the fly, but I think it's absolutely fantastic. It's got a little bit of the past that we go through quite a bit, and then a little bit of current, which is today.
Yep.
So here's your scenario.
Yep.
You and your beautiful bride, your fiance, your girlfriend, your mistress, whatever, whoever you're going to Valentine's Day with.
Whatever.
The person that you love the most, that you don't want to let down. You've got the date planned. You got the time planned. Everything's a go. You are firing on all cylinders. Okay. You can go have that night. You can go have that Valentine's Day night, or you can hit a hole in one. You can hit a hole in one. It could be your first one. Could be your first hole in one. The only
Let's say it is your first.
Let's say it's your first one.
Your first one.
Okay. The catch is you can have that hole in one, but you won't up until 1 hour before your dinner reservation. Your significant other has to still think you're going to dinner, and then you have to call them at that 1 hour before and tell them that it's off. We're going to have to reschedule. I just hit a hole in one. That's what you have to do. I have to hit a hole in one. I have to stay here, hang out, celebrate.
Buy drinks, which is dumb.
You should dumb rule.
Yep.
What do you do? It's a big day for a lot of men. It's the only day. One of the only days. And then hole in one can happen one time your whole life. It could happen never. Exactly. What do you do, Ben? Ben, do you take the hole in one and say, hey, we've been married for 15 years or however long. I'll get it back next year. Or is it worth living with it for, you know, however long, it just, what do you do? I'm going to let you start off because you've never had a hole-in-one.
No, I haven't. So the fact that I have never had a hole-in-one, I plan on living in a hotel room for the next couple of weeks because I am partying and
Whoa, you're getting too far away.
I'm calling and I'm like, you know what, honey? I got a hole in one. It sucks that we had dinner reservations. Thank you for coming out. Good night. God bless. I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you in a week when I'm allowed back home.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I thought about this. You brought it up. She would agree. She knows it. I think she knows it. We're 18 years married. She knows if I got a hole in one on Valentine's Day, she would not see me that night.
Okay,
I
think what if it was the very first Valentine's Day that you had as a married man? That's tough. The first
hole in one.
The first of the holidays. If you even dream about missing it or you ruin it, it's like you set yourself up for a lot.
No, I still take the hole in one. She's going to be so mad with me.
I'm going to tell her.
We made a promise. We made a promise to God and Jesus and everybody up above that we love each other thick and thin, man. And
and hole in one.
She has got to love me till death do us part. And this may kill me, by the way. if not her killing me. But I haven't had one. See, you get the advantage of having two.
I'm still taking the hole in one. I'm still taking the hole in one.
That was so quick. I really thought I'd talk you out of it.
No, heck no. I'm taking the hole in one. I don't care how many I've had. I don't care if I had 10. I'm taking the hole in one. Like,
oh,
that's just something I feel like that may just be. I say it now. It's easy to say, but the letting her get ready and letting her, like, that's brutal. That's tough. Like, that's the part that's going to be hard to get over.
Now, the part was hard to get over what you just said. If it's year one,
yeah,
we're coming up on 18. She totally would be like, that's friggin' awesome. Go hang out with the boys and have a good time. So I'm lucky now, but when you brought up year one, I was like, ooh, but I still take it. I don't care. I still take it.
Year one, I don't know. It would be different year one. I probably would not take it year one. Like, I would take it henceforth.
I would take it year one, and the reason being is because she kind of knew when we were dating. That was when I was really getting into golf.
Yeah.
Because I was done with every other sport I'd ever played in my life. So she probably even would have understood year one. I say that. I probably need to get her take on that to see if that's a – this is this is something that when we leave the pod, I got to go ask my wife. Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah. How would you feel?
Yeah. And don't hold back. Like, let me know. Is it something? But I have not had one. So it's a no brainer for me. I'll stay in the doghouse for 2 weeks if I can just have my hole in one. Because 10 years down the road, when we're still married, because she did make that promise. Keep that in mind, Kyle. She made that promise
before a crowd of people.
Yep. And so.
And the Lord.
Exactly. I can always throw that back in her face. You know what? You made this promise to Jesus, so you just need to stop. So 10 years down the road, she can be like, do you remember when you skipped out on Valentine's because of that hole in one? I'd be like, it wasn't that awesome? Like,
Jesus could have blown that ball out of the hole. You know what I'm saying? He could have kept it out of there.
Exactly. He wanted me having a good day that day.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah. I'm taking the hole in one, year 18, year whatever.
I love it. What would you do? What would you, Colonel Steve? What would you do, Colonel Steve?
Oh, yeah.
What would you do?
I'm curious what the listeners would do.
Yeah.
Hit us up.
I got to know what you guys would do. Guys, appreciate it. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, and give us a if then. Like, Kyle, he has two. He still takes a hole in one.
Yeah.
I have zero. And I damn sure take the hole in one.
Yeah.
So what do you do? Give us a scenario. If I didn't have one, I would do this. Or I have five, so I do this.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Let's hear it. All right, y'all have a great rest of the week. Actually, we're going to talk to you tomorrow. So hang in there. We're going to talk again tomorrow. Talk a little bit. Maybe some little LIV golf previews, some stuff that's going on there. And More Tiger news. I'm sure it's going to come out. So hang in there. Have a good Valentine's Day. Good luck. And we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Episode 264 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. We're always,
always
stroking.
Stroking on Valentine's Day.
Hopefully you're stroking. Bye.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always stroking.